and welcome to Marooned at MacBytes headquarters. Day! I wish I could remember. Where shall I go to find that out? Tell you what, give me a second. Oh, can you tell it's Friday? Day 3 at 432. There we go. Totally seamless, that. No one will have noticed, will they? Right, let me get in the chat. I've been doing other things with my sidebar today, so the chat is not there. Right, it is now. Oh no, hang on, I need to go back a bit. Hello, Kim! I need you to scroll up because on mine, Jonathan was first, but he's not. No, he's in the bronze position today. Hello, Kim! CQ, CQ, Deb. Yes, how was your conference? Did you enjoy it? Hello, Alex. Hello, Sarah. It's been a while since Kim's been first. But we all know, Kim, the last time you were first, you outwitted absolutely everybody. There were ruffled feathers. But it was fun. Hello, Simon. Audio seems to have broken. No, audio is fine here. And Mike's just left with the dog. So shall I try it and then have all echoey things? I think the audio is fine. Refresh, Simon. Just in case. Oh, Deb says they had a lot of technical difficulties. Boring mostly. Oh dear, mostly awards and the expo mail. Roots Tech was way better. Several, especially one of the lecturers, kept putting their political views into their lectures. Way too much injected in the past. Oh, gosh, grief, Kim. Deb, that reminds me of one I go to. I've sat through many of sessions with this particular lady, and she has very strong opinions. But the thing is, the things that she has strong opinions about are totally unrelated to what we're talking about. So, you know, if we were talking about the area where she has strong opinions, which is, I don't actually like to say politics, but it's sort of political, related to politics. Then I wouldn't mind. But given that we're supposed to be talking about note-taking, but you know what? Every week she manages to get it in and I'm like, oh, she's off again. And the thing is, the things she's telling you that are happening, so, you know, it's her reality, they're horrific. And I get where she's coming from, but you know what? Not now. So I totally understand her. Well, we had one that had technical difficulties as well. That was quite funny. They were sharing their screen. In fact, no, I think I mentioned this one, didn't I? Oh, you'll love this one. It was the first week that I went. It was this lady, and she's a corporate. So she's not a freelancer or a writer or a creative. She's a corporate. And she was very confident to the point of bullshit. But I thought, you know, live and let live. So I just left it be, you know, sat there quietly in the session. And then at the end, when she must have had like a wall of videos in front of her, and she spots mine and she says, oh, Semper Fi, thank you for your service. Really snarky. And I thought, because they were saying everyone should turn their video on. It was 3:30 in the morning. Didn't totally look my best not turning my video on. You wouldn't have seen me anyway. It was pitch black in here. So I'd already explained that, but no, we had snarkism. Well, week two rolled around like this. So it gets to bang on the top of the hour and I'm still sat at the waiting thing. So I'm thinking, what's going on? Anyway, it gets to about 3 minutes past and finally we stagger in. She opens the doors and on the screen, you've all done Zooms, haven't you? It was the big share that was on the screen. And then along the top, there was the thumbnails of the videos. So I'm thinking, she doesn't look like the same person this week. What's gone on? What's the matter with her? So anyway, she was having technical woes. She totally lost it. And I mean, totally lost it. Not technical woes. I mean, we've had technical woes, haven't we? Oh, we know all about technical woes. I mean, stuff like, it just dies a death. Oh, the worst technical woe I ever had was where YouTube was just not having it. Full stop, not having it. No matter whether I did the primary server, the secondary server, or the backup to the secondary server, it wasn't having it. So I said, right, well, we'll just go to Connect. And we head off somewhere else at literally 30 seconds notice. So I have complete empathy and understanding for when there is a technical issue. But we could see her screen. So she's saying about not seeing her screen. And we're like, but we can see your screen. And she totally lost it. And I thought, how is this woman working for a corporate at board level when she's losing it over a live session? Anyway, turns out she'd pressed pause and didn't know she had. So she'd pressed pause on the screen share, which there was plenty of people there who could tell her that. But the thing was, even when we got going and she waffled, and I do mean waffled, 17 different ways of saying the same thing for 18 minutes. And then when she finally got going, she'd completely lost the plot. She was not the same arrogant, overbearing woman that she'd been the week before, because she didn't know what she was saying. She couldn't see her notes. She was worried she wasn't sharing the screen. Different woman. And I thought, you know what? Oh, karma's a bitch, isn't she? Anyway, enjoyed that session a lot more than I did the other one. No, Jonathan, I refreshed and then you weren't. Sorry about that. Hello, Paul. Oh, Simon, rookie mistake. Accidentally turned the volume down. Easily done, though. Very, very easily done. Now we see how young Jonathan's mind works. Don't admit that. Just say it was a technical problem. Oh, Sarah thinks tonight's going to be another expensive night. You've tried Camtasia, you love it. Doing a video for yoga using what you showed last week. Now just deciding if you need to snag it in the assets as well. The assets are grossly overpriced, Sarah. I certainly wouldn't do the assets. How much are the assets? About 200 Camtasia assets. I'll give you an alternative to them that I do think young Jonathan was interested in. Right, let's have a look. Assets. 1 year maintenance. If you buy the thing from them, I'd get the maintenance. Oh, Snagit's only $25. No, I'm doing a Snagit tonight. Where's the assets? Come on. Camtasia assets. Crying out loud. Can anybody tell me how much the assets are? It's not playing ball. It's not. Wouldn't you think they'd put the price on the homepage, but there again, given how much they are, maybe not. Maybe not. Not seeing it. Like, should we try products? We'll get on to products. Assets for Snagit. Assets for Camtasia. Right, got them. Right, how much are they? No price. That always bodes ill. That does bode ill, doesn't it? I'll have to click the buy now button to see the price. Oh, no, it wants me to log in. Well, I'm not doing that because I'm not buying them. Did it give you any price, Sarah? Let me know. It's not the easiest way to do it. And Jonathan would leave the assets too. I would go with Envato Elements. Envato Elements is way better. I think that's £14 a month, $14 a month. But what you've got in the Camtasia assets is three things. You've got assets that they've built for you. And they are Camtasia assets. So they're completely editable in Camtasia. They're great. But the majority of what's in there is from other stock sites, some of which are free on those stock sites. The third thing that's there is like assets that aren't available publicly on other stock sites. So you've got these three different types of assets. But quality-wise, Envato Elements is way, way better. And it depends what you're looking for. If you're looking for Camtasia-specific assets, you won't find those on Envato Elements. But if you're looking for video to cut in as B-roll, Envato Elements is way better. Oh no, Kim's going to miss some of Marooned. That's not good. Not good. Jonathan's already plotting and planning. And Kim almost never turns the video on. I don't see the need myself that we were all staring at each other. There was a session last night, and I do love this session. Last week, this girl sat in front of her. In fact, no, not this girl. Hang on. How would you say, if not this girl, when it's a they, them? This person was sat in front of their computer, and behind them there was this huge sofa. It was massive, it was the size of our room, and it was empty at first, and then about halfway through this dog jumped up there, and I thought, cute dog, and then it started licking its bits. The entire chat room was in hysterics, and this person carried on regardless, hadn't got a clue until they'd finished. Well, did it again last night. Oh, this dog is a star. Star of the course, this dog. I'll show you Envato Elements if you want. If you want to see Envato Elements, let me know. I can slot it in tonight. Oh, in fact, I've got some freebies from them. There you go. I'll put it in the freebies bit and do a quick tour if you're interested. Humble pies hard to swallow. Kim, she was a different woman. I'm sat there and I'm like, well, look, I know you've got technical trouble. But the thing is, if you have technical trouble, you can take the audience with you. And I know I've never had training in how to train. Mike has. We have great laughter over that. I think he attended 3 sessions. There was when he started work and he had some how to train training. And then this guy came in. And it was like proper, this guy was 101% American and very confident with it. And had them doing all kinds of stuff with it. I'm not sure if there wasn't some training involved for the Microsoft training certification as well. So Mike's had all that kind of training. Me, I've had none. But the training can be like what to do in the event of a calamity. And a lot of people, the nearer it gets to the event, the more nervous they get. So I can understand, you know, you're coming up to going live and you are a basket case. Me, I'm totally the other way. I'm in a stress position at 3 o'clock when I'm trying to put slides together. But the closer it gets to going live, I'm like, well, there's nothing you can do now. It's like if it all goes wrong, you know, that's just what's going to happen. But to me, it's just logic. If you're in a session, how to take the audience with you. And, you know, I've had calamities. I've had stuff where things don't work. So many years ago, face-to-face training. Oh, we've got you a computer there and it's hooked up to that projector, only the projector, the bulb's gone. And straight away, you just pivot. Okay, what was I going to show on the slides? And how else can I do that? You know, and they bring a whiteboard in and you're like, cool, now I've got to draw my slides. But at least the day that happened, I could draw the concepts and explain the principles. And if you can't do that, you shouldn't be training anyway. If all you've got is your presentation and you need your speaker's notes, ask Mike about speaker's notes today. He's had me in fits over dinner. But even things where you literally can't carry on. So we had a power cut once. It was like, right, well, nothing's happening now then. But we carried on. We once got moved, I think there was 12 of us, got moved into a room that wasn't really fit for 4. And people sat on the floor, cross-legged with them with their computers. But we carried on, but she totally lost it. And I thought, you know, don't come back if you can't handle it, because you're making everybody else nervous. Rule 1, don't make the audience nervous. Rule 2, see rule 1. But she did. Oh, but Kim, I enjoyed that. Snagit's got a new toy that I think you will like. I certainly like it. Yes, I read the release notes, because I said to Mike, have you seen that? No. I said, did you update? Yeah. Did you read the release? No. But I did. So there you go then. Ooh, 173. In that case, it's a bit cheaper than that. I would say try Envato Elements. Now, the thing with Elements is you can buy the stuff individually if you want, but it's way cheaper to have a subscription. And the thing with Envato Elements is the quality of what you've got is amazing. You would never have to, like, I'll download it, then I'll fix it, or I'll tweak it, or do something with it. It's pretty perfect to start with. And they do have a huge, huge range. You can supplement that, of course, with all the free ones. So you've got Pixabay, Pexels, Shutterstock, and half of those are actually available within the Affinity Suite. So it depends how you're doing your assets. But once you've built your libraries up, you know, if there's certain things that you have, like your branding, and stock that you use, put that in the library of Camtasia and you really won't miss the assets. I certainly don't. And I did have the assets for a year for ScreenFlow. I didn't pay for them, obviously. What happened was they got in touch with me and wanted me to review the thing while it was in beta. So have a review ready for the day of release. So I said, yeah, I would do that anyway, you know, but they didn't know that. So I said, yeah, I'll write it up. So I had access to the beta for a few days and I wrote it up. And when I'd done, they said, you know, thank you very much. I didn't do it as like, you know, oh, it's amazing, it's fantastic. It was like, yeah, they could do with fixing this and this and this. But they sent me through a thank you with a license and a license for the assets for 12 months. So I did like the fact that, you know, I was in ScreenFlow and I could go to the assets panel and there they all are. That the convenience of it was great. But the thing was, you know, you never particularly owned any of it. It wasn't something that you downloaded and you can then use it again. You've got to go and fish it out and save it. So what you gained by it being so integrated, you lost when you were trying to organise it for future use anyway. But with the freebies, and I do have one other paid for one, which is called Stock Unlimited. And that was a lifetime deal on Stack Social. So I think it was about £30, £30, £40. I don't need anything from TechSmith or ScreenFlow. What I did notice was, having access to both of them, they're the same assets. It's ridiculous. So the ScreenFlow one does not have ScreenFlow-specific assets, whereas the TechSmith one does. But when you look up, like, you know, barbecue, I looked up barbecue for something, they were the same photos. Because neither of these companies have their own asset collection. They are sub-licensing from somewhere else and then passing that on to you. Whereas Envato Elements, it's all their stuff. Well, it's the stuff from their marketplace sellers. But as I say, the quality is fantastic there. You wouldn't regret that. You've got Envato Elements through work. And lots of things work with Camtasia. Get loads of other things too. How do I back up my iPad? Says Deb. Do I use iCloud or an external drive? Been using iCloud, but will soon need to jump to the higher level. I just rely on iCloud because I don't have anything on my iPad I'm bothered about. Nothing. All my data is in the cloud. There might be a possible exception where maybe I'm reading a book or watching a video and it would be easier to put it on the iPad, in which case I would probably put it in like PDF Expert or Goodreader. But that data would not exist only on the iPad. And half of that wouldn't get backed up anyway because it's non-backupable data. So I rely on iCloud. It's the only reason I've got the two terabyte thing with iCloud, just to back up all the devices. Obviously, if you're getting a 2 terabyte one, I'm assuming you're intending to keep data on it. Is that data anywhere else in the cloud? I mean, the only benefit really of having any backup of an iPad rather than just rebuild the thing is that, you know, you've got all your ducks in a row. You know, you still have to have it encrypted so it didn't keep asking you for passwords and stuff and you have to reset things. But I found it was just taking too long to manage the backups, in addition to, you know, how much storage space you need. So if you're going to back up a 2 terabyte iPad, you're going to need a dedicated drive or like an 8 terabyte drive to back it up to. And I was eating through drives and I just thought, you know what? Why are you doing this? Because I never really had that much on any of the iPads above the apps. It did come in useful once having it in iCloud, particularly. It was my iPhone 6 and it died a sad death overnight. It was fine when I left it. It was fully charged. When I came back to it, dead as a doornail. So and the screen was faulty. There was something wrong with it. So I thought I'd have to go to Apple. So once I'd got the thing switched out for a new one, she said, have you got an iCloud backup? So I said, yeah. So she said, oh, well, come over here, log into your iCloud, push this button, right, it'll sort itself out. And it did. And it took about 45 minutes. So I, after that, thought I'll just rely on the iCloud thing. Your mileage may vary. Depends how much stuff you've got on there. Three Sammies out for a walk in the rain. Yet Lola's just gone out for a walk in the rain. She's going to be so grumpy when she gets back. Because between 4 and 5, the weather was fine. But I was in a session and Mike was in his conference. He's at his conference today. So Mike said, I'll take her out at 6. Then it started raining. He went, shall we eat dinner first and then I'll take her out? Anyway, it's still raining, so she's not happy. We're going to have one very unhappy dog. She doesn't like the rain. Oh. Right. Who else have we got? Hello, Renee. Let me catch up here. Oh, Kim, that's so sweet. When things go awry, taking us with you makes me feel better about my own issues with tech. I just think people are generally... They fall into two categories, I suppose. The majority of people, honestly, 98% of people, understand. It's technology. I have no control over it whatsoever. You know, I can do my incantations and hang up like a bat's wing, but, and, you know, leg of frog. But ultimately, it's got a mind of its own. But I once, where I got this thing about don't make the audience nervous, and I thought, gosh, that's so true. You know Dancing with the Stars that you have in the States and we have Strictly here? I'm not the type of girl, when that came in, it was about, what, 2004, something like that? Not the kind of girl that sits down watching sequin dancing on a Saturday night. This will come as a surprise to absolutely nobody. But I wasn't. So I didn't watch Strictly. And then this particular year, 2008, 2009, something like that, they got Anne Widdecombe on it. And I thought, I've got to watch this. I have got to watch Anne Widdecombe. She was fabulous. Not the best dancer, fair dues. But she was up for it. She was really up for it. Other years, they had people on after this, because I started watching it after that, but not particularly for the dancing. To me, it was like a micro world that I could observe, like an experiment, and I loved that. So in the years after, they had a guy on, can't remember his name, he plays Ricky in EastEnders, Sid something, is it Sid Owen? Anyway, they had him on, and I thought, oh, he'll be great, you know, he's a right laugh. No, he was shocking, and I don't just mean in the dancing, just couldn't let go, couldn't, you know, go with the flow in the moment. But Anne Widdecombe was interviewed and said, like, you know, and how are you doing? Because she lasted for weeks and weeks. And then they interviewed the dancer that she was with. And that was Anton Dubek. And I didn't know him from the doorstop either. And he said, well, what we do is, you know, we learn the basics of the steps. And then we try and add some polish to it. He said, you know, sometimes we do actually manage to add some polish to it. He said, but the biggest thing is just don't make the audience nervous. And then they'll go with you. And that was what happened. People were voting for her week after week after week because she was just embracing it. But obviously, this woman in this presentation was so used to things going her way. And she probably had people for setting up the tech. But the thing was, this bit she had on the screen was like, hoisted by your own petard, were you? She had on the screen her... running order-ish. The thing she had to do. And at 5 to the hour, so obviously these sessions start on the hour, at 5 to the hour, she had check everything and log in. And I'm like, whoa! 5 minutes to go? Really? If you are in any way uncertain of anything, you can't do that. Now, once you are certain of things, then you can absolutely go for your life. I sat down to do this at 12 seconds to 7. But I've done this 432 days. I know exactly where everything is on the screen. I have the air and the spare. So if I press broadcast and one fails, there's another one right next to it. And she's just not that experienced. So 5-2, no. We need to start an hour before and see how we go. Because if you think it's only going to take you 5 minutes, why not start an hour early? 5 minutes later, if everything's fine, great, then you've got 55 minutes. You know, you can do whatever you like for 55 minutes. But if you find there is a major calamity like, oh, no power, or an application that doesn't work, you've got time to sort it out. But she thought 5 minutes was enough, and I was rolling on the floor laughing about that. But 98% of people are very, very kind, and they appreciate you sharing what's going on. Don't try and hide it. If something's broken, say so. Don't try and hide it. Explain what you're doing about it. Explain how it happened. If need be, explain why it won't happen again. Because you'll make sure. But you do get the odd Gilbert delegate. A Gilbert delegate is a delegate that thinks they know more than you do and takes great pleasure in picking on every single thing. Now, even if you're right, they'll find a reason to challenge you. And a lot of people who are training or presenting or whatever feel the need to, like, defend themselves. Yes, but I'm right because. That's not the way to go. It's not. But Gilbert delegates are very, very awkward. You could do without a Gilbert delegate, trust me. But honestly, 98% of people are with you and very, very kind. Oh, Anthony, when he was doing his teacher training certificate, had to observe teaching sessions where your tutor watches your session, and your worst was when you had a lesson and using the internet with no internet. My tutor was very impressed at how I handled it, so just talked about the history of the net. There's always a way, isn't there, Anthony? There's always a way. These things are sent to try us. These days, of course, not having the internet would be a major calamity. You're socially distancing and they were observing you remotely. But not having the internet, that is one of the biggest issues. But as early as 20... We started doing, like, MacBitesy stuff about 2008, I think. And back then, there was no such thing as, like, a secondary this and a secondary that. But fortunately... my mum had decided that my father was having his own internet and he was paying for it, that he wasn't piggybacking on mine. She said, because in the evenings when you're trying to broadcast, you know, he's using too much bandwidth. Like, get him to pay for his own. So she did. And, you know, he was crying into his beer because that meant less cigarettes. And once she'd done that, she then said, right, now he's sorted that. She said, that's your backup when you go live. And she made me wire it up so I could just piggyback on his if it went from under me. He had no idea. She said, serves him right for all the grief he gives you. Oh, that one was a classic. But then we decided as well it was probably a good idea to have a MiFi, which was a mobile internet device that you used to put a cellular card into. So I had one and Mike had one and they were on the desk. And then after that, they got pensioned off only... when we had iPhones with tethered data. So I think I got my first tethered data when I switched to 4G. But Mike didn't switch to 4G until I think it was 2 years later. But now we've got, like, multiple connections. But the thing is, you know, sitting here now, is the tethered data ready to go? No, it's not. You know, I would have to turn it on and push buttons. And I guess it should be. It should be more ready. But things aren't as bad as they used to be with dial-up. Or in Anthony's case, no internet at all, but you can talk about the internet. Oh. Right, let's get on. They've got lots of nice yoga pictures. Is this Envato Elements? I would imagine they would. The quality of their images is great. I mean, you can get some good free ones. Another place is Adobe Stock, but I find that a bit expensive. I think it's expensive enough for Creative Cloud and it should be included, and it's not. But Elements has some good stuff. And yes, Canva has plenty of good stuff which you can be able to download as well. Oh, Kim's been eyeing the Mac Mini again, getting ready for the official letdown of no larger iMac and WWDC. I'm with you, Kim. I'm sticking with the one I've got at the moment. I think it might come, but I think it might be a little bit later than WWDC. September would be a good time. The only problem with that is, of course, you know, new phone. And then you're going to bankrupt yourself. They might even update the M1 chips at WWDC. We don't know. Might do that. If you went for Envato and you cancel the subscription, Would you lose the assets you downloaded? No, you don't. You download a license file. And if you're putting these videos somewhere like YouTube, it's always a good idea when you make the video to have a licensing section and put the licenses in there for everything that you've used, even if you use the same things multiple times, because sometimes there'll be a copyright claim on it and it's automated. So Envato Elements will say to you, you know, there's nothing we can do to stop it. It's YouTube that's doing it. YouTube's got a mind of their own. But if you buy something from them and it is taken offline, you still have that license file. So do download the license with everything you use and then you can carry on using it. Oh, Stephen, what do you do if you ever dry up during a training session? It's never happened. What's the worst thing that's happened to me in a training session? Nothing catastrophic. It's quite subtle. You know, like when you can pick up on people and what they're thinking and stuff like that, you really do pick up on it. I went into this training centre and they had this most amazing coffee machine. I couldn't use it. I've never drunk coffee in my life. Can't abide the smell. So I never went near this thing. And there was two guys in there. And they were youngish, probably mid-20s, early to mid-20s. One of them was in a plaster cast up to his thigh. So the other one was helping him hobble along. And they went into the waiting room. And the guy got there and he had his leg up on the coffee table. And the lady who was in charge of the coffee said, "Can you just check the coffee? I've got an emergency. I've got to go down here." So off she went. So I'm like, oh, good grief, I need a peg on my nose. So I headed into to this waiting room and checked the coffee. I mean, what you check it in what way? Oh, yeah, it's not on fire. That was basically how it went. So these two guys said, "Good morning." I said, "Good morning." You know, and at that stage, they had no idea I was training them. So we were talking, you know, good trip here, etc. And he'd broken his leg skiing. So he was one of those. And I disappeared. So they said, "We're here for such and such a course, blah, blah, blah." So I said, "That's good." And I didn't feel the need to say, "Hello, I'm your trainer." Because I thought they'd find out when they walk in. So I disappeared. She made them a coffee. And eventually they came in. And they walked in and they took one look. And both faces fell. And they just looked at each other. And it was because it was a technical session on building applications with Outlook. And they obviously thought I was the coffee girl. They were great disappointment. And, you know, and at that point, you feel like saying something, but you can't. So I just plodded on. I behaved exactly the same as I would in any other training course. But what was so funny was it came to the first break and the two of them were like, "Oh, my God." You know, at the beginning, by the first break, it was like, "Oh, wow, she's great, isn't she? I'm loving this." And I just remember sitting there thinking, yeah, if you didn't have that attitude in the first place, because you've then got to get over that in that first, you know, it could put somebody off. If they were in any way not confident, it could certainly put somebody off. But I just smiled about it and thought, let that be a lesson to you, you young whippersnappers. What else has happened that's been bad? There was the morning I had to explain that the toilets weren't working, but that wasn't my problem. I was freelancing that day. Actually, in a course, mainly it's when people kind of go off piste. They hair off on their own way. That usually happens when there's either a lot of delegates and or they know each other incredibly well. So if it's a public course and nobody knows anybody, they do tend to behave better. But when they're all from one company, especially when you're going to their site, they can give you a lot of grief. That happened twice. One was a project course, which was at a training company, but they were all from one place. And oh boy, could they argue. They were from Greater Manchester Police. They never stopped all day. And in the end, I thought, you know, that I could sense in like this particular session, I thought this is getting away from everybody. So I went completely quiet and I went, "Right," top of my voice. And they all just stopped dead. I think they thought like the sergeant major had walked in. But you do sometimes have to drag them back on piste. The other time I was on site and they'd put, I think it was 12 on a course for 6. The room was boiling. Something had been going on at work and they were just totally ignoring me. So I just shut up. And I was totally quiet for about, you know, two, 3 minutes. And eventually they were like, hang on a minute, wasn't she talking? What's happened? So it's just keeping people organised, shall we say. But no, it's never actually happened that I've completely dried up, thankfully. Usually I've got more to say, and it's like, how are you going to squeeze it into the time? That's the worst thing. Right, let me catch up over here. Loving that, Simon. After 400 plus maroons, I don't think Elaine dries up ever. Oh, I did do that one the other week, talking about drying up, where I thought it was a wise idea. Wasn't on reflection. Spoiler alert. To have that full English at about 1:30 to 2 o'clock, maybe even 2:15. Yeah, that wasn't the best idea I've ever had. I couldn't stop drinking. So now we have that much earlier. We start that about 10 to 12, which is a much better idea. Hello, Dee. Oh, Alex says, I love your demeanour, like a swan, serene and calm on top, pedalling like mad below. Well, yes, that's happened. That's happened many times. Because I'm sharing my main screen with you, but you all know that I have two other screens. One is where all the reference stuff is, and the other one is where I've got all the broadcast stuff. Only sometimes, you know, it plays with your mind and it starts moving stuff, and that's not good. Or something crashes, which doesn't impact your ability to be seen and heard, but it's going to down the line. You know something's coming that you guys don't know. And it's like, how am I going to fix that before it actually happens? So there's a lot of that goes on, a lot. Which was what I was thinking with this woman, whatever she did for a living. And it basically seemed like went to a lot of meetings. So one of those type, you know, the management type, don't actually do anything, but go to a lot of meetings. But I was thinking her demeanour in week one was definitely, I have people for this, that all of the things like, I mean, there is a lot to get aligned if you're going live, a lot. And her demeanour was, I have people for this. Oh, you mean I have to turn it on? Can't somebody do that for me? Kind of thing. Week two was more of the baptism of fire. So I can't wait for week three. Put a circle around it on my calendar. Well, I'll tell you something that can happen quite a lot. And it happened today. We've got that covered. But it would never happen. It would never happen here because we know it could happen. So we make sure it doesn't happen. They've done a subscribable calendar, which has got the links in it to the webinar, to each session. So each session has a different link. It's all on Zoom and each session has a different link. You can subscribe to the calendar or you can do the like meeting invitation thing, which I hate. I hate the meeting invitation thing. So I thought, well, I'll just subscribe to the calendar. But subscribing to the calendar is fine. But then it's a subscribed calendar and I can't share that. And Mike needs to know when I'm on these sessions. So I've duplicated all of these sessions onto another calendar so Mike can see them. Anyway, it came to the session today. First one was 12 o'clock. I was still there at 3 o'clock in the morning finishing off yesterday's sessions. But the first one today officially was 12 o'clock. So I comes in about 2 minutes to, sits down, looks at my mail and thinks, hang on a minute, where's the reminder? Because the reminder's got the link in it. No reminder mail. That's not good. So I thought, fine, I'll go to the calendar. Calendar was blank. The one that I'd subscribed to, it was there, there was tick in it, it was blank. So I thought, somebody's made a little bit of a boo-boo, haven't they? So I thought, right, what do I do now? So I thought, well, I've got the link from last week that I did put in last week's calendar that I shared with Mike. So I clicked on that and that worked. But so many people were then coming in and then the chat exploded with, I didn't get a reminder for this. No, neither did I. Did you get a reminder? No, I didn't get a reminder. And then I subscribed to the calendar. Yes, but it isn't there, is it? And, you know, and that sets the tone for the chat for the beginning session. So people were saying in there to the presenter, who at this stage was on his own, didn't have a technical assistant, I think you should post the link into the chat thing that we, not the chat live during the session, there is a chat circle Slack thing. I think you need to go and do that. And I'm thinking, the poor guy, because that's not his job. That wasn't his job. He is presenting, and they do have two administrative assistants. What they're doing, I have no idea, but clearly not their job. And I thought that's most unfortunate for him. But by then I'd got the link and I'd gone and I'd posted it in forum. So I just put in the chat, dealt with, and he could carry on. But if you were really on your own and you didn't have the link, because why would you have the link? You'd have the admin link. So stuff like that can set a bit of an unfortunate tone in terms of, you know, he's trying to deliver what he needs to deliver. And you're not in receive mode because you're all having a powwow in the chat, which is fine. Normally the chat's on piste. It's about what we're talking about, not the fact that the admin's gone wrong. The comical thing was, it all went wrong again on the next one at 3 o'clock, but I was ready for them this time. I was poised. But it is unfortunate when something like that happens and they're particularly on their own. There's a lot of paddling goes on. I mean, I've had things where I'm doing something when Mike's demonstrating and then my machine locked up. Do you remember that one? It was broadcasting, but it was totally dead to me. I couldn't do a thing. I couldn't even stop the session. I could not do a thing. And I knew about that from about 30 seconds into Mike starting his piece. So I think he talked for about 25 minutes. And I'm sitting here moving the mouse, nothing's happening. I went to get another mouse, nothing's happening. In the end, I had to get another computer and log in on that one to be able to close the session. But what I couldn't do was the last demo. So it was an after hours and I could not do that last demo because my machine had totally frozen up. But frozen up actually working, which is insane. Normally when it freezes, because I could see it was frozen and I thought, right, I wonder if they're seeing Mike. So I picked up an iPad and yes, it was broadcasting quite nicely. But then again, then you need more equipment. Why do you have 14 iPads? Because something will go wrong and I'll need them all. So I've got like my running order on one and I've got my monitor on another and I've got YouTube on yet another. I've got a clock on another one. So I just picked up a spare iPad, went to YouTube. Yep, Mike was broadcasting and I'm sitting there for 25 minutes thinking, how is this going to work? Anyway, I had to give up. There was no way. If I had any control of the machine that was locked up, I could have switched it and done the demo on another machine. But then if I could have done that, I wouldn't have needed to do it, if you're with me. So that one was like, OK, they can still hear us. So I literally walked across to Mike's desk. It was his audio that you could hear, not mine. So I walked across to Mike's desk and we did an out at the end of the show and said, we'll do that demo next week. Things like that just happen. You have to be able to cope with it. Renee was once invited to in Brussels to do a demo in video editing for a big group of enthusiasts. Little was I to know that those people were all French speaking. I had to rapidly switch my mindset. But my French is comme ci, comme ça. Yeah, that's better than mine, Renee. How do I know comme ci, comme ça? Because something was said once with my French teacher. I think I said, like, how was that? And he looked at me down his nose and went, c'est comme ci, comme ça. I thought, bad words were said. French bad words. Hey, at least you could speak French. Oh, wow. Oh, you did it in English. Bit tricky. You managed and didn't make the audience nervous, only myself. Oh, good grief. But that is really good advice. Don't make the audience nervous. Because this woman was losing it. Well, she'd lost it. And the audience were on edge. And I thought, look, however bad you feel, just say, do you know what? Isn't tech an absolute swine? But we will get through this together. Can you guys help me out? That would have done it. That would have done it. But she has to do it. You know, somebody else can't do that. Somebody else can't go in the chat and say, let's all support her. Because she's still making you nervous. So, no, don't do that. Oh, Renee, do you think I've ever got that one coming up? The audience speak a different language. Ah, dear. Oh, Tracy had a MiFi. MiFis were great. They really were. Old way of doing it now, but they were good at the time. Oh, Sarah was delivering training once. Had to help one of the delegates park. It was tipping it down. Got inside like a drowned rat. Tried drying my hair under the hairdryer. Worse than when I started. Didn't have a spare top. Ended up looking like a wet miniature composition with her like you've been dragged through a hedge backwards for a full day's training with 20 blokes. It was a long day. Oh, I bet they enjoyed themselves though, Sarah. Oh, it was hilarious. The blokes didn't want to be there. Site safety training. Oh, no. Brought a smile to their faces. That's all you've got to do. It was also supposed to be two of us delivering the course, but you were stood up. But you can dine out on that, Sarah. You can dine out on it. So really, what you were trying to do was the Madonna in the Groove thing. What was that film called? Into the Groove? Something like that. And she did that. She went into the toilets, you know, looking like she'd been dragged through edge backwards, came out looking like Madonna. I'm sure you looked fabulous. Oh, dear, oh, dear. Hello, Dee. Hello. You've delivered training in Scotland and couldn't understand a word they were saying. Spent ages trying to find different ways of, can you repeat that, please? You have to really concentrate, don't you? When it's a tough accent, you have to really concentrate. Scottish can be virtually impenetrable. And I'm good with Scottish accents and Irish. No problems at all. Been there loads. You know, when Alex Ferguson came to United, he had a Scottish accent that was virtually impenetrable. You know, but you got used to it. Mike, when he sat down next to me, this was before we were going out, his cousin was visiting from America. And he'd managed to get the two seats next to me. And he'd put his cousin between us. Well, I think his cousin had put his cousin between us. He was just, oh, it's United. Not taking a blind bit of notice of us. Mike, of course, he's trying to be clever with his pickup lines. And said, are you the Scottish interpreter? Because he couldn't understand a word he said either. But it can be very, very difficult. You could always, you know, if that ever happens again, crack on your deaf. You've got a hearing problem. Oh, the things we have to do. Right. Stephen says, on doing any presentation, the presenter really needs to be better than their assistant in every skill so that when it goes wrong, as they do, we can sort it out if absolutely necessary. Oh, totally true, Stephen. Oh, I tell you one that was a good thing that happened. I was at church and any time there was something technically wrong with the device presenting, the projector, the remote control, the screen, the priest, anything. It was, Elaine will sort that out, you know. So, but this particular day, I think something had gone on and I was fairly grumpy. And I thought, you know what, you can do it all yourself. So I sat really quite far back, about three quarters of the way back down the pews. And normally I was on like pew three, but this one I thought, you know what, let everybody else deal with it for a change. So I was incognito at the back, sandwiched between Nina and Rachel. Anyway, somebody else had set it all up in that. And when I do stuff like that, you don't get any thanks. But the presenter started and gave a complete eulogy to the person who'd set it all up. So with Nina and Rachel on one side, they're both going, don't say thank you when it's you, do they? Not on this. So I'm just sat in the middle with like, you know, Anyway, she had finished her homily to in gratitude to the person who'd set it up and pressed the next slide on the remote, at which point the whole thing died. Just got a black screen. Nothing wrong with it. So I left them to it. I thought, I'm not moving. Anyway, Nina dug me in the ribs and said, you have to go sort it out. And I said, they didn't want me to sort it out in the first place. I said, leave them to it. And I made them wait. I thought, I'm not volunteering. And what happened was, if you can imagine like dominoes from the front pew, the front pew turned round to the pew behind. Ask Elaine to sort it out, be here all night. And they passed it back until in the end, every person in the church, in every pew, had turned round and they're all looking at me. And I thought, oh, go on then. I had to get out of the pew and go up there. Oh, when it came to the final closing of this thing, the person presenting had totally forgotten the person that had set it up for them and was eulogising about me. I thought, this is what happens. Yeah, organ grinder, monkey. Oh, that was a good one. Yes, Tracy, and I replied. I replied to your email. I'm on top of my email. No, well, no, that's not strictly true. I'm nowhere near on top of it. But if it comes in fresh, I'm dealing with it because I can't have the backlog getting any worse than it already is. Desperately Seeking Susan, that was the one. But the song was Into the Groove, wasn't it? And it was something to do with she had a bag, like a vanity case, in a locker somewhere, and she went and got this thing out the locker, and it had everything she needed in it, you know, change of clothes, full works, and she goes into the toilet, sort herself out, and she does the hairdryer thing and comes out looking fabulous. And I thought, yeah, that never happens with me. I do love that though. Oh, is she being picky again? Oh, you're a picky girl.
Is this because it was wet?
Oh, Lola, you're very wet. Where's the sausages? She likes sausages. No point keep offering her those. Where's the sausages? They're tripe sticks. She can't be fobbed off with a tripe stick.
Sausages are downstairs.
Oh, dear, Daddy hasn't got any sausages.
give me the tripe sticks.
Why have you given me closed tripe sticks when there's two tripe sticks open?
They're at the back of the drawer.
Right, you take one. See how she is.
Come on. There we go.
See, she's quite happy, but you'll have to get on the floor and hand feed her. Oh, I got another gift, didn't I, for my birthday? I'll take a picture of it for tonight. It's a classic. I don't want to spoil it. It's an absolute classic.
Lola.
In the same course, Sarah says I had someone being really rude. Maybe it was the T-shirt. This other guy who was really young came up at the break. Apologised for the other guy, saying how rude he was. He wouldn't let anybody speak to his mum like that. Mortified and didn't feel old. Oh, there's always one, isn't there? You just have to have thick skin, unfortunately. Oh, no need to apologise, Tracy. Been in the garden, planting aubergines.
We want to be in the garden.
In that case, Tracy, you've missed something else as well. I'll say no more. I'll let you guess. Say no more. Renee bought tomatoes. I fancied those multicoloured ones, which were nice with the salad. Oh, did you make a proclamation about the gherkins as well? Mike snuck some gherkins into my salad. Loved them.
There we go.
They didn't have any of those tomatoes last week.
Do you know, I'm totally with you, Sarah.
This week.
Saying people can be really obnoxious, don't know why people are like that. I don't know what they get from that. I just think they must have such sad little lives. To be negative to somebody or give somebody else grief in their life, how bad must your own be? We were talking about that in one of our groups. Apparently there's a thing called negging. It's like nagging, but with an E. I'd never heard of it, but then I'm not down with the cool kids.
Right, stop your chunnering and eat that.
And Daddy will make sure that some sausages appear at some point, like a magician. You mean there's a new Mac Bites? Yes and no. Yes and no. Oh. I need to see these pickies of the garden, don't I? Stephen says, your church sounds like Cheers, everybody knows your name. Oh, they do. They do.
There you go. There's your big stick.
Eat that. It's a good community. It is a good community. So, yes, everybody knows everybody else. But they also knew that, you know, whenever there was a presentation, I would be the one that set it up. But apart from this one, and I have no idea why. And I think what had happened was that the person that ended up setting it up was like trying to brown nose the person doing the presentation, which is fine until it all goes wrong. And then you didn't see their backside for the dust. They had long gone. It was just a complete farce. I thought the thing is, you know, that proved the fact that they don't appreciate it until something goes wrong. And if I fix it too quickly, they'll not appreciate the fact that I fixed it either. In their head, it will be, oh, yes, X set that up and it worked. But not if we have a long hiatus of about 10 minutes where I'm like polishing my nails, thinking, yeah, I suppose I could get up, but, you know, no, I won't. I'll wait and be asked. You mustn't volunteer too much. It never ends well. Is there a new Mac Bites? Well, yes, there are. There you go. You found them. Only five. I could have sworn I did more. Let me have a look. Feeder. No, there's 10. It's only telling you there's five. There's 10. We have now got 400, all the way up to 409. Which is an achievement, isn't it? On top of everything else I'm doing, I've done that as well. We've only got the other 20-odd to worry about. It'll happen. It'll happen. But it's something for you to play with. When Deb worked in a dealership, those very expensive sewing machines, you had to demo how wonderful the $7,000 to $10,000 machines were. And they would go berserk or not work. You better have a plan how to handle it. Here's one I did earlier. That's always a good one. They want you to be in the choir next year. No, no, no. Well, Tracy will be fabulous in the choir. Mine got asked to join the choir, didn't you?
I got asked to join the choir. Yeah. I turned them down.
Yeah.
And then luckily for them, COVID hit.
Yeah. Then no one was singing at all. You're not singing anymore. And we weren't.
I never felt more like singing the blues.
Well, you won't be singing anything. Thing is, you have to sit with the choir, don't you? So you just wouldn't be with me. And yeah. I could get, what mischief could I get up to on my own? And anyway, if you're in the choir and you're not sat next to me, then you don't have Lola Cam.
That's true.
We keep our eye on Lola from a distance at Mass.
She heard that.
Yes, when we leave you and you play around. You,
she wants some
enough.
More.
It's, you know, it's like all
what she had.
She's had a dentist stick and a tripe stick from me.
Right, and a tripe stick from me.
So do you want... Oh, God, now there's three tripe sticks on the floor.
Well, right. She'll get those.
I'm sure she will. If I move, she'll be in there. Right. Eat that. Honestly, talk about spoilt. Totally, totally spoilt.
Right, you want some of these tomatoes?
Yes, I like those. Ones. I like those. They're nice. And some of the gherkins were nice as well. I've now got an idea to make a lamb burger.
I've put gherkins
with
in.
With the gherkins.
They're not gherkins, actually. They're sliced cucumbers.
Well, whatever they are, they were nice.
But they're like gherkins.
You are very welcome for the maroon traces. Very, very, very welcome. I have got, if we're up to 209, and today's 32. We've got another 21, haven't we? I will. Well, actually, I need to tell Tracy this because this is more tormenting. All the others are actually there, but they haven't got names. So I need to go through the chat to get a name for them. Once I've got a title, I can just do the meta. So, but at least that means that then they're almost with you, because this time yesterday they weren't even edited. So now they are. So now we're just waiting for technicalities. But I will work on that with Mike.
Do you like aubergine?
Aubergine. I think we've had aubergine, haven't we?
I don't know.
We'll get one and we'll find out. because if we don't, I do know she will. She will eat anything with Lola. Sarah loves tomatoes. Like small ones, not too keen on the larger ones. I never was on the larger ones. They were too mushy on the inside. But the little ones are really nice. And they're like... they're not circular. I mean, you can get circular ones, obviously. But these ones were more like elongated. And when you cut them in half nicely, and there's different colours. So you can have like yellow ones. And it just makes the salad look nice. Because I'm not a huge salad fan. You know, putting in chips would be far better. Oh, do you know what they do on a Friday? I'm presuming they're thinking people who don't eat meat on a Friday.
Who do?
That the thing on the A-Lady, yeah. That keeps putting up recipes. Every Friday they do the ale batter fish thing, which, yeah. Oh, yes, please, come to mummy. But no, I can't, I mustn't. And the chips I'm not bothered about anyway. But I did fancy the fish.
You know,
but
I can only get one packet of apples.
Is there a worldwide shortage of apples
there
now?
Be.
Oh, crying out loud. It's not one thing that we're short of, it's another.
And
here.
I can only get three packets of chicken breasts.
Looks like it'll be an Asda order as well, then. Because you know Lola and her chicken, she does like her chicken. And not just the squeaky one. Over in Aesor, Danny having fish and chips in Leeds. What was it? Really, really nice fish and chips. One of the best places I used to go for fish and chips was with my mum. And it was the first place we went together. Key House.
Oh, yeah.
In Salford.
Key House.
It's like a proper restaurant upstairs above a pub. So like a gastro pub thing. Oh, the fish. Oh, good grief. It wasn't like one long piece of fish. It was like chunks of fish, probably cod, I think. But like three or four chunks of it done in batter to perfection. Whoever their chef was, he was fabulous. So I used to go there about once a month with that. Loved it. Absolutely loved it.
How did I get the shopping to 140 quid?
I've no idea. Have you stuck wine in?
No.
Is that just healthy stuff?
Pretty much.
Did you notice the pretty much there? Well, we will find out. I will come and have a look at it because I've got to get ready for Two Show Friday. I can't say you can do it in 5 minutes. Well, or actually, no, to be more accurate, I said you shouldn't do it in 5 minutes. You need an hour. So I'm going to head off and get ready for Two Show Friday, lest there be any calamities. I am, of course, touching wood and hoping that my giggling at her, how uncomfortable she was, will not come back and bite me on the derriere. But then I wasn't nasty the week before, was I? So we will update that next Friday when I find out how next session goes. I think she might actually manage to be human in session three. So I will see you later. Ooh. 8,000 steps later for Stephen. Wow. Wow. Well done. Very impressed. Tracy's not going to be in until quite late. We'll keep a seat warm for you, Tracy. And you can always watch at 3 speed if you're brave. Really brave. Okay, then. So for the moment, I'm going to say good night from me.
And good night from me.
And we will both see you next time. Stay safe, guys.